No, I remember moving.
Control L.
Control L. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, organizers, to invite me to give this talk, especially to Henry Fuchs. I have titled this talk Traffic Flow Modeling with a Team Built Notions. It's a joint work with Luis Alvarez y Casa from Instituto de Ingeniería UNAM in Mexico. Why to model traffic flow? Traffic jam is one of the most serious issues in modern society. Traffic demand in metropolitan areas has largely exceeded the vehicular capacity, producing decrease on overall safety and increase in environmental pollution and economical losses. To solve traffic congestion by upgrading and constructing new railway systems is not worth anymore due to several ecological considerations, space and budget constraints. Now, solutions and oriented to a better management of the existing systems and thus to solve traffic congestion, decrease environmental issues, and improve traffic safety. Traffic is equal to macroscopic system of interacting particles, and different approaches exist. Aerodynamics, gas kinetic, car following, and recently cellular automata. What are cellular automata able to model traffic flow? Cellular automata are able to reproduce many aspects of highway traffic, like spontaneous jam formation, metastability, and traffic flow modeling. With cellular automata reproduce different phenomena of cellular traffic flow, like free, synchronized, and jam flow. Cellular automata are discrete in time, space, and state variables. For this reason, cellular automata are able to simulate networks faster than real time possible, and so can be applied to online simulation and forecasting. But what are the specific properties that should be considered by a realistic traffic model? First, realistic traffic model should consider velocity anticipation. Velocity anticipation because anticipation of the level of velocity abrupt breaking of the traffic behind and therefore reduce the probability to form jams. Besides, the model should consider retarded acceleration. Comfortable driving also implies that cars don't accelerate immediately in case of a larger gap ahead if they observe a slow downstream traffic. And timely braking. Timely braking suppresses another mechanism of jam formation. For example, when the velocity adjustment is only based on the distance to the next car ahead, jams often emerge in the layer between full flow and synchronized traffic. Then the driver should adjust the speed to the vehicles ahead. In this way, realistic traffic model should anticipate the action of other cars in the next time step And this implied that drivers need more information about the next car ahead, not just its distance. The Nagel-Skakovec model was the first model that shown that several automata models are able to reproduce the most important phenomena that occur in traffic flow. Nagel-Skakovec model consists of four goals: acceleration, braking, randomization, and motion. We in this moment are working with a new model that, additional to the goals of the Nagel-Skakovec model, we consider safety distance to accelerate, decelerate, or keep the velocity, velocity anticipation effects, smaller size allow realistic acceleration and deceleration capabilities, and besides, we consider emergency braking. The state of the street is made in the next way. The street is divided into eight sides of length delta x meters. Delta x can take values of 1.25, 2.5, or 5 meters. That is a finer discretization than they use in Nagel-Skakovec model. For all cases, the car length is 5 meters. That is, a car occupies 5 divided by delta x cells. Vehicles can only have integer velocity values, VI equal 0, 1, up to Vmax. We use Vmax equal C times AC, which is equivalent to 108 kilometers per hour in real work units. For that case, this corresponds to 24, 12, and 6 cells. Yes. This corresponds to time state delta t equals 1 second. In our model, the car ends is characterized by its position xn, velocity Vn at time t. Cars are numbered in the driving direction, that is, vehicle number n plus 1 presets vehicle n. The gap will be consecutive cars, where s is the length of the cars in cells. If the m equals the position of the car ahead minus the position of the car n minus the length in cells. It's assumed that a vehicle position denotes the cell that contains its rear bumper, like that this figure. This is the results of the model. The model consists of 5 roles. First, we should get its safety distance, the deck, the arc, and the keep. This safety distance determines the safety distance to accelerate, decelerate, and keep the velocity. After, we, the goal one, apply the acceleration. If D and T, that is, if distance with two cars is larger than the safety distance to accelerate, the velocity of the car ends is increased by one. That is, V N at time t plus 1 is equal to the minimum between the velocity and the current time plus 1 and the max. Second, the second rule is crossing. If the safety distance to accelerate is larger than the gap space, and the gap space is larger than the safety distance to keep the velocity, then the velocity of vehicle ends is cut, equal with probability 1 minus r, that is, the velocity is the same velocity and that t with probability 1 minus r. First, next we are going to apply random braking. Random braking consists in the safety distance to accelerate is larger than the space gap, and the space gap is larger than the distance to keep, and the velocity of the car is larger than zero. Velocity of vehicle ends is reduced but one. That is, the velocity the vehicle end and the next time is equal to the maximum between the velocity and the current time minus 1 and 0. The other rule is braking, normal braking. See, normal braking. If safety distance to keep the velocity is larger than the space gap, and the space gap is larger that the safety distance to decelerate, and velocity of the car is larger than zero, velocity of the car is reduced by one. That is, velocity of the car at time t is equal to the maximum, the maximum velocity of the car, minus one and zero. We add other rule that we call emergency braking. This rule is the velocity of the car ends is larger than zero, and the space gap is lesser than safety distance to decelerate, the velocity of vehicle ends is reduced by m. Provides that it does not go below zero, that the velocity of the car and the next time is equal to the maximum between the velocity of the car minus m and zero, and the result 0 to 4 determine the new velocity for a car. With this new velocity, we move the car and then the rule 5 consists each vehicle is moved forward according of to its new velocity determined in rules 1 to 4. These are the safety distance that we use. The first one is the safety distance to accelerate. The second one is the safety distance to keep the velocity, and the third distance is the safety distance to decelerate. And you can observe that all of these distances have two groups of terms. The first of terms and the Shanghai side. The first of top ten and the right hand are the travel distance. The travel distance for the vehicle end by considering that the vehicle in front of it is going to slam on the brake. The last two times correspond to the leather vehicle by considering that this vehicle is going to slam on the brake. Yes? And The parameter m is equal to time steep to get the minimum allowable deceleration. It's very important to say that this safety distance can generate three fixed tables, and in this way the computational cost is reduced. Each step in the right-hand side of the equation 1 to 3, we incorporate implicit anticipation effects and reduce acceleration and deceleration capabilities by means of relative distances according to cast velocity. Each step on the RHS is derived based on the kinematics of two neighbor's vehicles, assuming that in the next time step, the leather vehicle will apply full brake. If the leather vehicle apply full brake, this produces that the vehicle should hit the brakes too. The equation predicts the travel distance by each vehicle. The difference between these two distances yields the safety gaps. What is the interpretation of the rules? Acceleration. With deceleration, drivers want to move as fast as possible. Yes? With the rule crossing, drivers will try to keep their velocity if they perceive the distance between the velocity in front as sure. Random braking is a rule to simulate over-rotation at braking, delay acceleration, psychological effects, and that condition that produce that a driver should reduce the velocity to avoid collisions. Braking, normal braking, in normal situations, driver decelerate to expand the gap to his/her desired gap and keep safety. Emergency braking, avoid accidents when the leather brakes suddenly or follower approaches a stopped vehicle. And in this way, the model should avoid collisions. And driving is the motion of cars. This is an example. We suppose that the delta x equals 2.5 meters and 10. The length of a cell is 2. N is equal to maximum acceleration is equal to 2.5 meters by second. It's designed to a car accelerate to 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in 12 seconds. Emergency braking is equal to minus 5.00 meters by second. Vmax in this case is 12.5, that is equivalent to 108 kilometers by hour. For this velocity and this length of cells, the safety distance to accelerate is 24, the safety distance to decelerate is 19, and the safety distance to keep the velocity is 14 cells. For example, in this case configuration and time t, we consider two cars, and these cars have a velocity of 9 cells, and the car in front of it had a velocity of 6 cells. After this velocity, the velocity of this car according to the safety distance is reduced to 7 cells. When we move the cars, this is the new configuration. In this way, the aim is to reproduce macroscopic and microscopic traffic flow behavior to guarantee that microscopic vehicle behavior follows capabilities of real ones by incorporating implicit anticipation effects and reduce acceleration and deceleration capacities. In this way, we want to reproduce a real driver behavior. To preserve the simplicity of cellular automaton model is very important. And with this model, we are trying to preserve the simplicity of the cellular automaton models. The real values that we use for all the model is emergency braking in all phases of delta X will have a value of minus 5 meters per second, and will we reach it in one tiny step. Maximum acceleration will be 5 meters per second, and 2.5 meters per second, and 1.25 meters per second for cell lengths of 2.5 and 1.25 meters respectively. We make different simulations of the model. In this figure, I show the corresponding fundamental diagram resulting from the model. This fundamental diagram is one of the most important diagram to show that the model can reproduce the phenomenon of serpent traffic flow. In this diagram, this branch corresponds to free flow, that is, vehicles are moving with the maximum velocity, and this branch corresponds to congestion flow. In this diagram, there exists a stopped car. This diagram shows results from different cell lengths. In this case, delta x equal to 2.5 and 1.25. We can observe that a smaller length on cells produce a higher flow. See, this is due that we reduce the size of cells. This implies that the safety distance to accelerate is reduced, and so the flow is increased because the velocity of the car is larger. Yes? In this diagram, we know that for delta x equal to 2.5 meters, the maximum flow, that is the capacity of the flow, is closer than those reported in the literature. For this reason, in the next, I am going to consider only this value. Yes? We want to show that our model can reproduce the different phases observed in traffic flow. And in this diagram, we can observe that this corresponds to free flow, this corresponds to congested flow, but in this intermediate density range, we observe that the velocity of the car is lower than the corresponding to free flow, and besides, there does not exist a stopped car. This phase corresponds to synchronized traffic flow, where the cars move with velocity lower, but lower than the corresponding to free flow, but there does not exist a stopped car, and then the capacity of the flow is increased. These diagrams are the time-space diagrams. In this diagram, this corresponds to free flow. We can note that there does not exist congestion. And these diagrams correspond to intermediate density, we can observe that there exists shock waves, but these shock waves travel backwards of the flow. But there does not exist a stopped path, and this diagram corresponds to congestion, to jam traffic, and we can observe that in this space there exists platoons of cars with velocity zero, and there exists also free flow cars. These diagrams correspond to the speed and gap distribution. Then we can observe this is the velocity, this is the density, and this thick line corresponds to average velocity with respect to the density. We can observe this is free flow. After free flow, the velocity begins to decrease. After the maximum density, the velocity is zero. Yes, the most important in this diagram is that in intermediate density range, we can observe that there exist different velocities, but there no exist velocity with velocity zero. Yes, the corresponding gap distribution had a behavior similar to obtain it with the velocity and density. We can observe that the maximum gap space is 19, because according to the rules, this is the space that a car needs to keep the maximum velocity. Finally, the model can reproduce metastability. Yes, in this case, we make simulation starting from two different initial conditions. The upper branch is obtained from homogeneous states with the cars are distributed with the same line, with the set gap. The initial gap is L divided N minus S, and with the same velocity initial, the initial velocity is the maximum speed, such that gap INI is larger than the safety distance to keep. If we start with a homogeneous state, we obtain an upper branch with higher float and up to this density, the cars can keep the initial gap, and so can keep the maximum velocity, and the flow is higher. This density where the maximum flow is produced is equal to it. This equation is in accordance with the simulation result obtained. Finally, due to simplicity and easy implementation of computer for numerical investigations, the cellular automata traffic flow model developed very quickly in the last years. However, it has not obtained the best traffic cellular automata model, which should be both realistic as well as simple. The aim of the proposed model is to describe more faithfully the behavior of the arc drivers and macroscopic behavior of traffic flow observed. A simple and natural set of rules to better capture driver direction allowed to describe the three states of observed in the reality, that is free, synchronized, and jump flow. Moreover, the model still preserves simplicity of cellular automata model, at the same time as vehicle's behavior was based on safety analysis to determine the most appropriate action for a vehicle to take may result closer to real highway behavior. Besides, there is an intuitive explanation for all roles in the model. Thank you. Yes, sir. Okay, in this case, we consider only the vehicle ahead, the vehicle ahead, because we are considering that relative velocity and relative distance, and so we only should check the velocity of the vehicle at ahead to determine the velocity of one car. When we start of random initial condition, this is the maximum flow. But the stability occurs when you start of homogeneous state, where the cars have the same space, and this produces that the flow is higher than the flow that you obtain when you start with random initial condition. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yuan. The title is Applying Terra Automata è un po' forte di controllo di wire contro il medievale. Ok.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Zhen Yuan, from Tsinghua University, Beijing, China. My topic today is applying theory model in topology control of wireless sensor network. The structure of my presentation is, first of all, I will give a short introduction of wireless sensor network. Then I will describe the topological control of wireless sensor network. Next, I will discuss the self-organization in wireless sensor network. After that, I will show two related work and our theory model and the simulation results. Finally, I will summarize my presentation. So let's start from wireless sensor network. Wireless sensor network is a wireless network composed of hundreds, potential thousands wireless sensors. Here's an example of Berkeley mode. Here's a light temperature sensor inside. And a wireless sensor network requires high degree of cooperation between the nodes to execute in the task to define to a network. The need for remote monitoring is the main motivation for deploying a wireless sensor network. There are a wide range of potential applications. I show here is healthy, the bridge construction, and military, volcano, agriculture. The sensor nodes are usually embedded in the physical environment. Sensor nodes organize themselves into a multi-hop wireless network. The nodes gather various sensor reading forward information to a data sink. As an electrician, I show here the infrastructure security monitoring for China National Schedule for Beijing 2008 Olympic Games. That's one project we conducted lately. This is temperature and the tension sensor inside the sensor nodes on the roof of the studio. The nickname is Bird Nest. So there's some expected feature of wireless sensor network. A wireless sensor network will consist of a large number of small, inexpensive self-powered devices. To take advantage of short-range multi-hop communication to conserve energy. The energy efficiency is crucial to achieve satisfactory network lifetime. The sensors are self-organized together, adjust their operation and maintain connectivity. Oh. the sensor, why the sensor network pose interesting challenges for networking research. Here's how to make sensors self-organize themselves to reach a designable operating point based on the local environment and the individual states. How to maximize the reliable sensing area while consuming less power. So the energy conservation and self-configuration are primary goals. So let's move. Let's turn now to a popular control of wireless sensor network. Now, here is an example of no topology control with maximum transition regimes. We got high energy consumption, high interference, and low throughput. This one is a small transmission radius, a no topology control. The network may partition. This one we got topology control, so the network may reach global connectivity, no energy consumption, low interference, and high throughput. So the goal of topology control is to prolong the living time of the sensor network, not just individual nodes. In the meantime, guarantee the network coverage and the connectivity. The coverage, I think, the coverage is concerned about how to maximize a reliable sensing area, and the connectivity topology, on the other hand, is concerned more about the network connectivity and emphasize the message delivery in the network. The topology control problem actually is in most of the literature currently is separately discussed. So how to construct optimized coverage topology while maintaining efficient and low cost connectivity is well known, not well understood. Now we will move on to self-organized in wireless sensor network. This is a simple conception about the self-organization, a process in which pattern at the global level from the numerous interaction. And moreover, the rules specifying the interaction are executed using only local information without the reference to the global pattern. There is a duality, a tension of self-organization. The components may be endowed with specific rules that lead to intended and designed global behavior. In this view, self-organized is a design principle of distributed systems. On the other hand, components interacting on a microscope level lead to macroscope level behavior. In this view, self-organization is a natural consequence. So the behavior are not controlled and thus may be predicted and designed it. So we call this, sometimes we got emergent misbehavior. So that's the problem. In wireless sensor network, so produce a well-connected network on a small wireless sensor. It's very can be seen. I mean, you have a clearest example of self-organized available. So limited power, low radio range, potential high density, and ever-changing environment all push for a distributed and self-configured solution. So, sorry, I don't know why. Facing the same challenge, I mean, the duality of self-organization. So, maybe self-organization, I think the self-organization will not naturally result as we expected. Sometimes we got some oscillating pattern between the state, and sometimes I think disconnected network. So we call this kind of patterns emerging behavior, and sometimes we think understanding and controlling global behavior in the core issues of self-organized study. So, exploring a self-organized phenomenon in wireless sensor network is at the very beginning. Here's some work about the phase transitions in wireless sensor network, including also wireless ad hoc network. Identifying a critical threshold of node density. Below the threshold, network will not achieve complete connection, while above the threshold, network will generate interference that waste energy. So we need to research to develop techniques and choose the matter, analyze, realize, and understand the micro behavior in wireless sensor network. Now we talk about some real work on CA model in wireless sensor network and our model. The CA model, I think cellular automator are self-organized systems. The cell change states according to the state of cells in neighborhoods. Global behavior emerges from local cell behavior real simulation. A sensor network can be correlated with CA by some common ground. I think locality, interaction, autonomy of components, attention to global behavior. The mapping from sensor now to CA model, I think wireless sensor network is considered to be flat and homogeneous. There's no hierarchy between the nodes. So we have some pre-assumption here, homogeneous, unified sensor nodes, minimal communication ideas, so we can map a scenario to a CA model. Usually, research about using the CA model, we have two states. One state is waking, one state is sleeping. One waking, a sensor perform communicating test. One sleeping in the state, state zero, while sensors wireless communication model and the radio is turned off. we can have a different neighborhood structure. Usually choose the middle one. The first realistic work is we call this portable CA. The external perturbation influence in the internal activity. We find some pattern, let's find some pattern. And the stable micro level is spatial structure emerging from local interaction among cells. This work will just show us some pattern in these figures, like this. The second work is called CSIM. CSIM is a simulator using the idea of CA model. We have some it's kind of eight neighbors like this, and as we each cell keep the energy. So as time is kept from start the simulation, start of simulation, and escaped from finally the network's energy ran out. So the average the coverage is nothing coverage. Here's some simulation results. As the time as the simulation goes on, the number of active sensor nodes sensor decrease. At meantime, the total energy, the coverage, and the connectivity degree also decreased. In our model, actually we do not consider the sensor nodes running out of energy. We pay our attention to the influence of transition rules. Different rules may cause different global system behavior. So here is our speaking transition rules. The first is survival. A state one cell stays alive at next time step if and only if there are two or three state one neighbors. The birth means a state zero cells turn to state one at next time step if only if there are three state one neighbors. So this kind of we can change in the neighbor of two, three, three. But we can denote it inconvenient like this, 3, F, 2, 3, and B, 3, like this. So we have some simulation parameter setting, and then we explore the, before the simulation, we have some system performance evaluation. First is about the connectivity and the coverage. The connectivity, actually, in our model, in our CA model, connectivity means if a node in state one, there is at least one node in state one in his neighborhood. Coverage in our model means there is at least one a weakening node in any three and three block like this, a coverage cape. We have one active, so this one is good. So we can see the connection. This one is a connection but without coverage. This one is a coverage without connectivity. This one is both. We have both connectivity and coverage. Next, we also have some in violation about the power cost, the power conception, the nose conception is from interval, interval how many times the nodes instead of one. We can get some average node conception in time. Actually, we also have some system conception. The system conception is the denotes the proportion of waking nodes at time time step t. So we explore the different transition rules in the space. I think the space rule is very weak, so we just try some and find three kind of pattern. The first one is oscillating pattern. The pattern is follow some rules like S0 be 0, S01 be 0, and S01 be 01. This one is, I think, is, here is the right one, S01 be 01. Here we can find the network is working, attempt working intermittently, and all nodes wake up at one time step and sleep in at the next step. So this is not what we want for a solution for for topology control problem. The second is a homogeneous pattern. The homogeneous pattern follows some rules S4B4, S5B5. And this one is for, this case the figure is for S4B4. The homogeneous is not what we expected. So this one is also error. The systems collapse after a few time steps, and most cells keep in state zero. So we should avoid this kind of local rule design. The third one maybe is meet our requirements. We call this stable pattern. The third pattern in the case of S0B0, S1B1, S01, S1B1, etc. and so on. And we show this one is S1B1 here is figures. Now here is connectivity is 0.93, and the coverage 8%, and then node conception, system conception is 0.22. And the next page is still about the stable pattern, but in this case we show the connectivity and coverage a little bit high compared with the S1B1, I mean the last page. So but this one is, I think, is better performance because of the high connectivity, high coverage. But we also find the system conception actually is a homogeneous pattern. So the node conception and the system conception is the same. So we can find the power conception a little bit high, almost doubled than this one. I mean, in the case of S1B1. So now I will sum up now. In conclusion, we say that topology control is a primary problem in wireless sensor network engineering. We propose to see a model for addressing the topology control problem. We find that the goal behaviors converge to some pattern. Here we just find three. Maybe we find more in the future because the space of rules is very big. We indicate that the corresponding engineering design should be considered a possible self-organized misbehavior. Thanks so much.
Sensor in your model. I understand that every sensor is the same
number of years maintenance. And is it really the case? And if it is the case, does it correspond to the reality?
I beg your pardon. Six states. What mean your six states?
I mean six.
Oh, fixed state. Sure, fixed. The topology. Actually, we assume that we have a homogeneous. You want here?
Yes.
Okay. Homogeneous and no hierarchy, and if it's fixed, we don't consider mobility. So sensor. It's not an ad hoc network. Ad hoc network is moving, something in car.
I'm not talking on moving sensors.
Yeah.
I'm saying that, as far as I understood this domain of research, in real systems, the sensors are not hooked to the homogeneous density.
Yeah.
So some of sensors have 5 years neighbors, some of two, and one can have
sure.
And this is not the case of your
Yeah.
Study.
Sure.
Okay.
So it's just fine. We want use a CA model to find some system behavior, but not the reality. You know, that's some. Yeah.
My question in the same direction. Wireless communication requires long-range communication, and how do you want to grasp it with the other automaton based on local rules? I don't understand that. I think the automaton could be the wrong model.
Yeah, actually, this one is we talk of in communication network, especially wireless network, different manner, different different way. See, I think here we mainly talk about the wireless sensor network. Wireless sensor is tiny, and we can use the power control to control the transmission medium. So, if we want free energy, so we sometimes keep the distance is very short. So make the total network is a little bit longer. So that's the main problem. So. Wireless communication is different like this. This one is more like we use a cell phone. This one is different. It's a cellular network. That's different. I beg your pardon. Actually, I didn't catch up your question. Could you please repeat again?
So, for connectivity, I would think that you would just count how many of the on nodes you can walk the same.
Yeah.
Along multiple hops.
Yeah. Actually, in topology issues. In wireless sensor network, we have two different categories. One category is about topology awareness. One category is about is the topology control. Topology control is very basic. Once the topology control is settled down, so topology awareness, based on topology awareness, we can routing and avoiding the sensor holes. And this time we can get more information which path we go.
Well, I'm not saying finding the path, I'm just saying that in order for your topology to be useful at all, you need to have most of those connected to the thing, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing you should measure if you experiment just to see.
Sure. Here you just you consider the message forwarding. Actually, it's in application level, but here we just on the link level, MAC actually is media access protocol. So that's different.
I assume that the real node that you are modeling is working on something like a Zigbee protocol and probably on a passive antenna, such that as soon as there is a neighbor, the antenna receives a signal and starts the battery on. Is this correct?
Oh, Zigbee?
I'm assuming that the real device that you are modeling, Berkeley mode or something similar, using something like Zigbee and the passive antenna, such that as soon as a neighbor is detected, the antenna will receive a signal and turn the battery on. Is the way in which the physical process of going from sleeping to waking works? Now, if this is the case, wouldn't always make this transition as long as just one neighbor is detected? And basically, the distinction between two neighbors requires that it's already awake. So one neighbor is enough to make the transition. And there is only one mode in which you can go from sleeping to waking. One neighbor, no more than one.
Yeah.
If more than one is fine, but only one is needed. We'll always make the transition. Is that correct?
Yeah. Actually, if here we just focus on some global behavior. So we don't consider more elastic scenario. Sometimes the density is not uniform. There's just one neighbor over there. So I think it's a different question here. We pay attention to coverage, connectivity, but the theoretical issues behind that model is we care about the group misbehaviors. Sometimes local rule is not very good. So we just want to indicate this. So I think there's a lot of issues, research questions about the wireless sensor network because interference, sometimes graph theory, use graph theory, and many questions like this. I mean, topology routing, topology sensor holes, a lot of questions about this, but my focus here.
So,
yeah.
Thank you very much.